We welcome you into the studio here, fieldside at Lehigh University. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles quarterback Mike Kafka, getting a lot of reps. Mike, getting so much time to work with his offense. Tell me how much you feel you've improved.
It's been great, just the opportunity to get the reps and compete, you know, against the one defense. Really, it's really been great to go out there, execute, do some good things, and then learn from some of the things that maybe not have gone your way.
Mike, it's been a couple of years here for you before since you've played a lot of football. An exercise in patience for you the last 2 years?
Yeah, it's something that I've had to learn, you know, especially at Northwestern. You know, I was a backup for probably 3 or 4 years. And so I'm familiar with the position of being the backup, and I know how to take control of that, and I know how to operate that deal. So I think moving forward, to learn from what I've had in the past, and then to keep on applying and keep learning going forward.
What amazes me about you is the fact that, you know, you are always the last guy off the practice field. I mean, I think every day, spring, during the season, during training camp. Talk about the work ethic and why you think that's so important.
I think, just growing up, you know, in Chicago, it's in the area I grew up in, it's a hardworking area, and the way my parents raised me, I've always been to, you know, work hard and do the extra things. And I think that as my career has gone on, you know, from grammar school to high school and to college, I think those are things that I've had to rely on, is, you know, hard work and being able to outwork some people that, you know, maybe I might not have had the best skill set, but I was able to outwork people.
And that came because of your upbringing, you think? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. You know, the way my parents raised me.
And you never worried about burning out on the game?
To be honest with you, I love this game. And I've done it for, you know, every sport. And I think that's the way that I've always kind of gone about my business, is just, you know, just work as hard as you can. And good things will happen.
Mike, you got some experience last year in some games, in an actual NFL regular season game. Looking back, what was the experience like? And how do you think you'll use that time on the field and use it this year?
I think, you know, those experiences were great, to be able to, you know, go out there, run the two-minute drill, run a little bit of the four-minute and stuff like that. So those experiences, you know, looking back, they're the best thing that happened to me. And, you know, I'm looking forward to keep on growing, just keep on growing and keep on getting better.
Where's your game? Where do you think your game is right now?
I think I have a lot. I still have a lot to get better at. You know, there's always going to be something you can work on. So I don't think it'll ever be complete until, you know, I guess, I don't know. Right now, I'm just focusing on one day at a time, you know, getting better each day.
How have you played so far in training camp?
I think I'm doing pretty well. You know, I think there's definitely some things I can get better at, throwing on time and, you know, just kind of managing the offense, managing the game a little bit. And, you know, I'll continue to get better and learn from mistakes.
Have there been mechanical changes in your throw? I mean, you know, everybody talks about, hey, Mike and throwing the ball and his looking at Mike Vick and the ball zip. And you seem like you got a lot more velocity on the football. Am I wrong? I don't know.
No, I worked out pretty hard this offseason. Mm-hmm. I was out in Arizona with Jay Schroeder and working that system. And now that I've, you know, come back and working with Coach Peterson, Coach Morningwig, and Coach Reed, working on the where I hold the ball. And I think that was important, you know, to help have a little quicker release and then also generate some more velocity.
What does Jay Schroeder, who the former Redskins and
different Jay Schroeder.
Okay.
He works out of Evo Sport out in Arizona.
Okay.
In Ahwatukee, Arizona. So he's been great. He's trained, you know, Olympic athletes, elite athletes, sprinters, NFL players, any kind of athlete, you name it. He's definitely trained it, and at high levels too. So it was awesome to have that experience and really go out there for a solid 3 months. We were going twice a day, 6 days a week, you know, 3-hour sessions, and it was tough.
Players talk about those kind of workouts, and I always imagine when you're not working out, you know, you're sitting in like aromatherapy rooms, or, you know, the rocks are smoldering, and you're just kind of like finding. What are you doing when you're not on the football field?
Are you talking about in the
in those
in the
kind of things, in those kind of camps?
You're just resting.
Okay,
you're just resting,
so
laying low.
Exhausting stuff. It's not let's go eat the sushi bar, let's go hit the nightclub.
It's definitely not that type of life. So
what do you do for fun up here, Mike?
Well, up here, you know, we're pretty on a strict schedule right now. So when I had the day off, I went up to Philly, hung out, went and watched a movie, Batman.
Okay.
Saw Batman.
How was it?
It was great.
Yeah.
Loved it. So yeah, you know what, I have some off time. You know, just kind of lay low and relax and take your mind off.
I remember we did something together off the field with Riley Cooper, and your funny line was Riley was talking about how many sprints the wide receivers do, and your line was, well, we use our brains. And so how do you relax the mind? Because it's got to be mentally just draining to come out here every day.
I think early on as a rookie, it was more so just because there's just so much information. Mm-hmm. But as you get older and as you get more familiar with the system, you're able to kind of, you know the basics. You're able to build on some of those basics, but then it's not as much overload on your brain. So now I'm able to kind of relax, enjoy it. I know what is expected of me on a certain play, and I know how to execute it. Now it's about executing when you're on the field rather than when I was a rookie, you're just like trying to just make sure you got the right guys in the huddle and, yeah. you know, get it right, you know.
You know, I'm looking at this roster, and maybe you tell me, but, I mean, the running backs are loaded. The line looks great. The tight ends, a ton of them. Wide mm-hmm. receivers, just one through whatever, 11, 12, all making plays. Mm-hmm. There seems to me to be a ton of talent that you can really trust.
There really is a lot of talent all around, and that's great because that means there's a lot of competition out there. And so that's going to make the team a lot better.
Hey, kind of a funny question, but Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, Nnamdi Asamoah, I mean, this is not, mm-hmm. you know, this is not an easy pickings kind of thing for you.
Absolutely.
They're both having great camps. What makes them so good when you kind of study what they do in practice?
Well, I think, first off, they're very instinctual, and they can read routes very well. They can read the splits of the receivers very well, and, you know, they have confidence. And, mm-hmm. you know, for any player, any position, having confidence is key, and those two guys have it.
What's Marty been like for you this camp? Has he been riding you harder, so much more at stake this year? Has he been the same kind of guy?
Yes, Marty's great. Coach Morningwood's great at, you know, staying very even keel, and, you know, he's really never too high, really never too low, and it's great for a quarterback because that's how you want your quarterbacks to play when you're in the field.
Nutrition, anything special up here?
Just trying to eat right, trying to eat the best I can. Nothing really specific diet wise, but, you know, just trying to eat good and have enough fuel for practice.
Well, less than a week away, the preseason begins. I mean, it's time to start playing against another team, isn't it?
I think we're getting there. Yeah. We're pretty close. Pretty close right now.
Now, you don't have any temptation to go bust up these scuffles, do you? You're running the other way, I hope, right?
I'm not technically running the other way, but I'm just going to stay out of them, unless I'm involved in it.
Yeah. Do guys generally just come back and just laugh about it after they're done?
Yeah. I mean, once it's off the field, once the play is over, it's over. Yeah. And that's what teammates are. I mean, football is a physical game. You're going to get into some scuffles every now and then, but as long as you don't carry it outside the field, that's where it becomes a problem, and no one has done that yet, and I think, you know, that's the kind of mindset we're going to have. You know, we're going to be aggressive.
Well, Mike, it's going great so far. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Continue good luck to the training camp. Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night. Go get him and have a great season.
Thank you.
Mike Kafka on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.